This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the Papa's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. It is a Lekompo Friday. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I go by the name of King Bashar with the Winter Stock himself, right? And we're back with another edition of the Capricorn Adventure. Motoring experience, that is. Behind the wheel, as always, is our resident motoring journalist, Prashobit Naidu, who got behind two different but equally exciting rides this week. Now, first up is the Isuzu X-Rider. Tough, rugged, and ready for the bucky battlefield. Prashobit breaks down the price, performance, and where it fits in the Ultra, you know, competitive segment. Then we switch gears to Mitsubishi asking, can the Outlander, you know, Sport make enough noise to shake up the SUV market? Plus, Prashobit shares his thoughts on the future of motoring regarding newer Chinese entrants. And not forgetting that he will wrap things up with a motoring tip and a hot jam of the week to get us into the weekend mood. He's on the line right now. Prashobit, good afternoon and welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself and to the listeners out there.
No, I'm so blessed. Thank you so much for taking your time once again, Prashobit, to join me on the show. Really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you too. Always a blessing.
All right, so let's dive straight into it, Prashobit. I mean, the Isuzu X-Rider, what's it like? You know, tell me about the drive.
You know what? Definitely does. It does strike the sweet spot between being a workhorse and a lifestyle bucky. Driving it well, it was powered by a 1.9-liter turbo diesel motor, so it had enough kick, enough gumption, not the most powerful engine as there's a 3-liter, but the 1.9 just gets the job done quite well and efficient too, got about 8 liters per 100 kilometers. But piloting it, you'll realize it's not really, you know, I always mention about Ford and Ford Rangers and how refined they are, but this is just more that rough and tumble, you know, everyday kind of usable little bucky where you just feel it's from the get-go rough. Mm-hmm. And you may notice as well, I found it to be a bit bouncy.
Yeah.
Definitely still quite a nice, confident drive. Very, very nostalgic because Isuzu, they're not known to be different. They're not trying to be like the Chinese entrants, like the GWM P300 with all the tech and gizmos and gadgets. They're trying to be simple to a recipe that was well designed before. So I think, and it's also built for our conditions, so it's been engineered exactly for our SA's conditions, so that's what also makes it quite a worthy contender.
All right, now in comparison, Prashobit, to other buckies, I mean, I'm talking design, I'm talking comfort, you know, does the X-Rider, you know, stand out? And I'm talking in and out.
Okay, so it may not drop everyone's jaws initially. It's quite simple, understated. The X-Rider, it is a variant of the D-Max, so they try to make it distinct by saying X-Rider. You've got a lot of unique features for this car. Red badges galore. On the outside, you'll notice you've got some nice 18-inch paddle wheels, old X-Rider badging on the sides and front, and just a tougher start. You know, inside, leatherette seats, simplicity at that entertainment screen is also, I think, a bit dated, needs some rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. Safety is strong as well, 7 airbags. It's not flashy like some of its rivals, but it's stylish enough and very well put together. And most importantly, I think, both locally in Quebeja, so supporting jobs and the auto supply chain here in SA, which is quite great for Isuzu. Pricing, here's where it gets a bit hectic. Ours was for the 4x4, about 750,000 Rand. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Reliability is where Isuzu prides themselves, so I think that's where it will always be, where the natural gravitation towards the brand, I think.
All right. Now, moving on the other side, you know, to the Mitsubishi Outlander. Tell me about, you know, the looks and the feel cabin-wise.
Okay, it was quite cool. Honestly, I've never had a Mitsubishi, so it was quite nice to have a different brand in the stable.
Mm.
But known, it's also known as the X-Force overseas, so it's fresh blood in the compact SUV segment. So dynamic, but you'll notice the design of it, the front end, it has a dynamic shield design, which that it's sharp, spunky presence, and genuinely, I think it turned a lot of heads for us.
Mm.
And the color it came in, I don't want to be, I don't want to be a bit, what's the word? I don't want to say, it looked a bit like Abchak, is what one person told me. But I like the color. It was like this yellowish, goldish color.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It looked good. Our Exceed model spec was quite well. Inside, the CarPlay, leather seats, wireless charging, a nice sound system, all the modern amenities you'd want. And it's quite premium. For me, I was impressed. It feels quite solid. And for 500 grand, it's not a steal.
All right. Now, let's speak about the drive. I mean, how is it on the road? And let's speak also, you know, about the rivals. Who are the real rivals here?
So I think the performance might be its weak spot. It had a 1.5-liter petrol motor. Driving the front wheel through a CVT gearbox, I'm not one for CVTs, as I feel like it just lacks that spunk. But it's not quick, you know, 0-100 in over 12 seconds. But for everyday use, it's efficient, it's smooth, and surprisingly refined. I've got about 7.4 liters per 100 kilometers in rivals. Well, it's going against a good amount of choice. You've got your Toyota Corolla Cross, your VW T-Cross, Kia Seltos, Honda Creta, a Valjolan, and the Moto C5. It's a crowded field, of course, but the Outlander Sport does punch above its weight when it comes to features and comfort.
All right, all right. Now, the bigger picture here, Prashirwin, with the Chinese automakers rising very, very fast, that is, and are the legacy brands, you know, especially the Germans, still holding their ground?
I think they are getting a good run for their money, I think, because I think when I was at Festival of Motoring the other last week, I got a picture of all the other brands of how they are coming guns blazing with cars, lots of SUVs from, you know, Haval, Chery, Moda, Jayco, even a new electric brand called iCar. So they are going to definitely come into this market and shake up a lot more things. And I think legacy brands are under scrutiny because obviously their warranty and service plans are not as high as, let's say, you get, let's for example, the Haval. They're throwing in a 7-year, 200,000 kilometer warranty, or some of them offer a 1 million kilometer warranty. Yes, obviously these brands haven't stood the test against time in our country.
Yeah.
But as a consumer, you'll keep it for a bit and you'll sell it. You're not going to really hold on to it. So there's that. So I think it's making a lot more confusion for consumers because legacy brands, I remember I drove the Audi A3. That was R1 million. And I was kind of shook up because what you're getting in there is just nicer trims, really. So
100%.
I think definitely you're going to see a lot of change in the next couple of years of. Yeah,
I actually do agree with you, Prashirwin, because yesterday I was checking out the A200 and they were billing it at over 900,000. And I'm like, when did we get here? I mean, that was like a starter pack into some sort of luxury, you know. And I feel like we were starting at around 400,000-500,000. Now we moved to a whole 900,000, and it's gonna get pretty rough.
True, no, absolutely. I mean, I had the CLE 300 that was 1.8 and. I was also shocked in myself with the C-Class, the CLE. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I know. But nonetheless, thank you so much for that, Prashirwin. And please do share your motoring tip and your hot gem of the week.
All right. So thanks, King Bash. So if you drive a Bucky or SAV with a load bed, remember carrying a bit of weight in the back can actually improve ride quality and stability. And an empty bin makes things bouncy, but moderate load helps settle the suspension and let end up with Tupac ambitions as a rider.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Prashirwin. Do you have yourself a fantastic week and catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one and listeners out there. Cheers.
Cheers, Prashirwin. That is where we wrap it up with Prashirwin Naidu. For full reviews, real world impressions, and expert insights, do follow him on Instagram at Prashirwin_Naidu and check him out on his features in Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.